Nolte, voter confidence in Kamala Harris craters. Majority say not qualified to become POTUS. By John Nolte on August 19, 2021. According to the latest polling from Rasmussen Reports, voter confidence in her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris to assume the presidency is cratering, along with her favorability ratings. When asked, how qualified is Kamala Harris to assume the responsibilities of the presidency? A majority of 55% said not very, 8%, or not at all, 47%, qualified. Only 43% believe she is very, 29%, or somewhat, 14%, qualified. In other words, the number of people in the single category of those who believe accurately that Kamala Harris is not at all qualified, 47%, beats the numbers in both the very, 29%, and somewhat, 14%, categories combined. Kamala's numbers are also going backward on this particular question. Just a few months ago, back in April, 49% believed she was qualified. That's a drop of 6 points. Kamala's favorability rating has also taken a beating. Rasmussen's poll of 1,000 likely voters found that only 41% view her vice fraudulency either very, 24%, or somewhat, 17%, favorably. Meanwhile, a full 56% view her somewhat, 9%, or very, 47%, unfavorably. Once again, all on its own, her worst number, the 47% who view her very unfavorably, beats her best two showings, the 41% who view her very and somewhat favorably, combined. This is another serious collapse from April, when 46% viewed her favorably, and only 51% viewed her unfavorably. Thus, she's lost a total of 10 net points on this question. It's not hard to understand why. His fraudulency. Joe Biden gave Kamala the high-profile opportunity to appear presidential and show off her leadership skills by putting her in charge of the ongoing crisis at our southern border. To say she stumbled and fell would be an understatement. To say she cackled, stumbled, and fell would be closer to the truth but also an understatement. Kamala not only blew it, she also made a public fool of herself in interview after interview, even though every interviewer was a sympathizer eager to make her look presidential. In one disastrous press conference, Kamala claims she'd visited the border when she hadn't. Later, she lied and cackled. And then there was this unforgettable beauty with Lester Holt. And let's not forget that the border is currently in much worse shape now than when she began. Worst of all, Kamala up and disappears for long periods of time, like right now with the debacle in Afghanistan, which she stupidly attempted to take credit for in a news leak about 4 minutes before it all went to shit. So right now, we are once again in one of those phases where no one knows where the hell she is or what she's doing. Kamala has proven herself to be an erratic lightweight, and it's hard to see how she fixes that impression when her problems are twofold. 1. She's not very bright. 2. You can't fix stupid. On a much more dire note, in this same poll, a majority of 51% of respondents said they do not believe Slow Joe will finish his first term, which means President Kamala. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.